right. I am here with Connor and Anthony from Kill Shakespeare, and they have told me that there is a new Kill Shakespeare book coming out tomorrow, so I think that you guys need to tell me all about it.
Yeah, certainly. Tomorrow, June the 18th of 2014, features, The Mask of Night, our brand new comic book miniseries comes out. It is our sort of take on the pirate battle, where it's a continuation of our earlier Kill Shakespeare installments, but this time we add one of the most heavily requested characters, Viola, who is now a badass pirate. And we have a whole adventure on the high seas full of pirates and sword battles and death and love and mythology and everything. You know, like I said, it's our take on the pirate battle.
So then why should everybody pick this comic book up? Pick this big phone book up then?
Well, first of all, for fans who are all people who are already fans of Kill Shakespeare, this has been a push forward in the background. It's been a push forward some of the big dangling questions we left with our last book, The Tide of Blood. For those of you who have read Kill Shakespeare, you know there was a major reveal at the end of that series. And so that's going to get pushed forward. But this is actually also a great opportunity for someone who hasn't read Kill Shakespeare. It's going to be a 4-issue series. It's something you can jump into, you know, tomorrow, and it'll be your summertime reading fun. And it's a great way to sort of learn about what the world of Kill Shakespeare is about. And, you know, and if you like comics that are, you know, that are smart, that have some fun, you know, some fun, witty, verbal jokes in them, if you like things that are action-adventure, then this is a book you'll probably really like. And if you're a Shakespeare nerd and you're just kind of finding out about us for the first time, you know, what we really do with Kill Shakespeare is it's a big what-if game. It takes all Shakespeare's characters, puts them in the same world, and pits them against each other originally on this quest to find or kill this mysterious wizard named William Shakespeare. And now we're at the part of the world where we found Shakespeare, whatever he was. I don't want to spoil anything. And now we're watching our characters sort of deal with, oh my gosh, who or what was Shakespeare and how has it changed their world? And so, yeah, Mask of Night is going to be swashbuckling good fun. There's, you know, marriage proposals and murders and mutinies. There's a lot of great stuff. It's everything that makes comics great.
So it's a typical week for you guys then, pretty much, yeah.
Not a week. I mean, that's normally Friday night.
Friday night?
Yeah, that's fair.
That's important. How much Shakespeare have you guys read then to be able to effectively fit all this stuff in?
Well, when we started out, it was funny. We intentionally decided not to go and reread a lot of the Shakespeare productions that we'd already read or those that we hadn't read yet because we wanted to sort of take a step back and be able to look at it like the amateurs. We've written this so that you don't need to have read anything about Shakespeare or even know any of these characters in order to get into it. And so, yeah, we didn't want to be so caught up in the dogma of, oh, well, Hamlet says exactly this in Act 4, Scene 2, and therefore you cannot say that here, because that would just get in the way of the fun. We wanted that layman person's type of approach or type of knowledge or outlook on Shakespeare for our story.
So then, how has Kill Shakespeare evolved as you've progressed through the storyline? Like, just from everything, whether it be art, writing, just with your overall knowledge.
Well, I think one of the things we do now is, you know, we're a little more willing to put some Shakespeare material in there because, you know, now we have readers who, okay, they've gone with it. I think a lot of our readers, whether they're Shakespeare fans or not, before they read Kill Shakespeare, end up being surprised by how many of the references they get. You know, I can't tell you how many times we've been at a convention and people are like, wow, this sounds really cool, but, you know, I don't really know that much Shakespeare, so I don't really think it's for me. And we're like, you know, trust us, just, you know, read through the first couple of issues, you know, see what you think. I promise you, and people will come back and say, yeah, I got it. There was stuff in there that I didn't, you know, wow, I guess I know a lot more than I did. But, you know, that's not even really the point, but it's kind of a fun bonus. I think our writing style has become a little more sophisticated. I think, you know, going from the first issue we put out to where we are now, we're more confident in our audience and in what we need to say and what can be kind of left unsaid that the audience will get. And, you know, it's interesting you talk about the art because I kind of think if you read through Kill Shakespeare, it's like a masterclass in watching an artist develop. Andy Boulanger, who's the artist in Kill Shakespeare, was a really good artist when we met him. We were his first serialized book that he had done. And it's amazing to watch him grow month by month. And, you know, you could hand the latest issue of Mask of Night and the very first issue of Kill Shakespeare, and you'd realize it was the same artist, but it, in some ways it feels like two very different people. And it's really cool. It's just neat to see him grow, and especially just the confidence he has in layouts and in playing with the kind of the rules of comic book visuals. Andy really quickly was like, you know what, guys? I want to break some rules. I want to do something interesting. I want to mess around with people's expectations. And, you know, I think he's done that, and he's done that brilliantly.
Awesome. So then with, in the case of Mask of Night now, is this going to be coming out monthly for the next 4 months? Is it is that the schedule that we're working on?
Absolutely, yes. Where the first issue comes out in June, and then it'll be July, August, September, and then it'll be collected probably in a trade paperback in December, I believe, although I don't think that's been confirmed yet.
All right, and then when is your next, you got big convention appearances coming up that we can all see you at?
Yeah, when at a convention. Our entire lives. I don't think I remember what an actual relaxed weekend is like. We've had a very busy spring convention season, and this summer it's not as bad. I just got back from a New York show. I'm attending Boston at the beginning of August. Connor's actually heading to American Library Association at the end of June, early July.
Vegas, baby, Vegas.
And then, of course, we've got Fan Expo in Toronto. And then the fall, we haven't confirmed all of the dates, but there will be appearing and attending a number of conventions, especially the New York Comic Con and
Yeah, we'd love to get out to, you know, we'd love to get out your way again and maybe do Edmonton if everything falls in place. We're actually chatting with a Edmonton-based theater group about maybe doing the Kill Shakespeare stage play at the Edmonton Con. So that would be, we'll keep you posted about that.
Wow, that would be awesome.
Actually, and there's one other kind of neat thing about Mask of Night, which we should probably mention, is, as Anthony said, introduces Viola, who is one of these characters that a lot of our fans have been like, oh, she's one of our favorite characters, and we love this fact that this, you know, crazy woman who dresses as a man and kind of goes out there and gets what she wants. And she actually is tying into another thing that's coming out in July, which is the Kill Shakespeare board game. And so we wanted to get a new female playable character for the board game. And, you know, Anthony was like, yeah, well, we should use Viola. I mean, everybody loves her. We keep getting all these requests. And so from there, the comic series actually ties a bit into this board game. It's sort of the introduction of this character, because it was in the board game where we first said, hey, let's have her as a pirate. And the comic is really the explanation of why. If, you know, for people out there who know a little bit or not, she's from a play called Twelfth Night. And there's this weird beginning of the play where she ends up being washed ashore in this land, and she decides that she's going to dress as a man to sort of, you know, kind of get what she wants. She knows this is a woman, nobody's going to listen to her. And there's this interesting sea captain at the very beginning of the play who's basically like, yeah, that's a great plan, dress as a man, I'll help you. And we were sort of like, that's so odd. Like, why did the sea captain be like, yeah, go out there and do this? And Mask of Night is sort of about, well, who was that sea captain? And in the play, she calls herself Cesario. And we've always been like, oh, well, who was Cesario? Why that name? And Mask of Night also sort of explains, well, who is this sea captain? Who is this mysterious Cesario? And why does Viola choose to take his name? Is it to honor somebody? Is it to reclaim the name? Is it to make up for her own past sins? All of that is kind of what you'll discover in Mask of Night. And yeah, we're really looking forward to it. And it'll be fun, because once you read the comic book, you could track down our board game and actually play as these characters, knowing more of the mythology, both of the real-life Shakespeare story and our Kill Shakespeare story.
So then, how much fun is it to play around in this existing world?
It is an immense amount of fun. I mean, these are, you know, without a doubt, hyperbole, I mean, these are the greatest characters ever created. So, I mean, to be able to throw them all together in a sandbox, like their Star Wars action figures, and, you know, create whole new stories and adventures for them are amazing. And, I mean, the great thing is, you know, you asked the question a couple minutes ago about how much we actually have read or how much we researched for the creation of Kill Shakespeare. But, I mean, as we go on and as we develop Kill Shakespeare television and for other mediums, I mean, the more we actually find out about these characters, the original Hamlet or the original Juliet, and it gives us far more insight into the brilliance of Shakespeare himself. And so, I mean, to be able to then take that and put it together and, you know, shine a spotlight on them for all new audiences, I mean, there's no better feeling in the world.
All right, so what is the future for Kill Shakespeare? I mean, after you finish this miniseries, the board game, what's next?
Well, I think Shakespeare's going to rise from the dead and attack us as a zombie.
Well, that sounds like fun too. I mean,
Actually,
oh
that's
yeah,
a good story.
that sounds like fun for you. That sounds like fun for you. For me, it sounds like brain-eating
Could we just have that on the show? Like, I'll get a video camera.
panic.
We'll follow you around. It'll be like a news kind of special that we can put out
Well,
there.
I'm going to kill Bo here. I
Oh,
thought this was about killing Bo.
okay. Well,
We'll get
that's cool. Actually, oh, that would be awesome. Crazy Shakespeare zombie chasing Mo around the streets. Book it in.
If any listener of this podcast has any artistic talent, we would love to see that an illustration of that, and we will put it on the Kill Shakespeare website and all of our social media.
Heck, we'll even put it in the back of the trade. Yeah, well, it sounds like that great Lego thing of William Shatner fighting Shakespeare. No, I actually. So, I mean, what's next? I mean, like I said, we're in Los Angeles actually. We were chatting before the podcast started, because we're in the process of pushing Kill Shakespeare a little farther down the road towards television. We've been really fortunate that there are a number of people, here in Los Angeles, back in Toronto. Actually, we just found somebody internationally contacted us and says, "Hey, I'm in the world of making film and television, and we think your guys' project is amazing." And yeah, we're pushing down that road towards making Kill Shakespeare something like a Game of Thrones. So that's really, really exciting. We're working on ideas with like sort of interactive theater and how can we sort of play with the Kill Shakespeare world and give you a chance to, become literally part of a theater show and influence how it ends, and almost like you're playing a theater show, and is another way to put it. So yeah, we want to do a lot of fun stuff. I mean, we always kind of feel like Kill Shakespeare is about telling stories. It's about mashing up what you already know, and it's about sort of playing with ideas in unexpected ways. And so yeah, we want to do a lot of fun different things. Video games. I mean, that's another thing we've been about working on. So there's a lot in the hopper, but hopefully, knock on wood, the next major thing we'll talk about is something to do with television.
Awesome, awesome. So, last words from Connor and Anthony on Kill Shakespeare for right now.
What well, yeah. Is that a word?
I
Brilliant.
agree
Brilliant.
completely. Yes.
Shakespeare himself.
Is that what he would sound like now if he just got up and just woke up?
Zombie
Yeah.
Shakespeare,
And we
yeah.
know tricks, yeah. No, I mean it's Shakespeare is a blast to create. I mean it's a blast working with Connor, blast working with Andy. And I mean it's so much fun to put together, but more importantly, it's so much more fun to read. You don't need to know anything about Shakespeare to get into it. It's just a fun action adventure story with the drama and the pirates and the bloody violence, the love, the lust, the double crossing, and yes, the cross dressing.
And by blast, he means he's trying to shoot us.
Well, that's. I mean, everybody tries that. At least, or no, sorry, that's my life.
Yeah, no, and anybody who's interested in learning more, I mean, you can always go to our website, which is Kill Shakespeare, or follow us on Twitter, which is Kill Shakespeare, Facebook, Kill
Or
Shakespeare,
Tumblr.
Tumblr, that's right, I keep
Kill
forgetting
dash
Tumblr,
Shakespeare.
Kill Dash Shakespeare. Yeah, and if you really like Shakespeare, we're actually, for our fans out there who are already aware of us, trip over to our website because we have a new piece of Shakespeare, which is our cunningly clever way of talking about our t-shirts and like. We've got a new t-shirt coming out. Should be on the website in about a week. Yeah, there's also some fun new stuff.
That's something that I love about you guys. I love the fact that you've managed to find a way to not only just, write a comic, but make it into a stage play, make it into a, TV show, and really just get creative with the stuff that you've put out there and like, really find a way to monetize it. And I think there's a lot in there, for, people who are just getting into the industry. So, good on you for that.
Well, thank you. And if you ever go to a show where we're there, please feel free to stop by the table, ask us about what we do, especially if you want to be a comics creator. And often Anthony and I at shows will do like a panel on, how do you put your own comic together, sort of the business of creation. Because yeah, I think like you said, that's sometimes for creators the missing step is they're not quite sure. They're like, I've got this great idea, but I don't really know how to make it happen. And that's something that's just as satisfying as putting out our own book is when somebody that we've talked to emails us with a copy of their work and is like, yeah, I'm putting it in my book. Thanks so much, guys, for inspiring me. And that's really cool.
All right. Well, Kill Shakespeare, Mask of Night is out from IDW Publishing. That would be tomorrow, June 18th. And I think that everybody who's listening should go out and buy a copy. And in fact,
I agree. I concur.
And get the trade paperback of the.
If you're listening to this and you don't, we are going to hunt you down.
Wow, that got serious.
Liam Neeson style.
That got serious. Oh, Liam Neeson style? Okay, I'm in. Anything Liam Neeson does is cool. Yeah, we don't even care if you're a wolf. If you're a wolf and you're listening to this podcast, we're going to punch you in the face with broken Jameson bottles.
Yeah. All right. I'm Brett for We Talk Comics, and that's Connor, that's Anthony. This is Kill Shakespeare. Buy it.